President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor and a great pleasure to join you all today to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the NATO Defense College here in Rome, and at the same time being able to celebrate the 65th anniversary of the establishment of the NATO Defense College back in 1951. And this is actually an impressive efficiency, because we are celebrating two anniversaries on the same day. And I welcome everything that promotes efficiency within the alliance. Then I would like to begin by thanking President Mattarella for being together with us today to participate here and to mark this very important milestone. We will have a meeting later on, the President and I look forward to discuss with you and also to convey a very clear message of gratitude from NATO to Italy, because Italy participates and contributes in so many different ways to our alliance and to our collective defense, and I would like to thank you for that. I would also like to thank the nation and the people of Italy, one of the alliance 12 original members, for their steadfast support for NATO and for hosting the NDC's campus over the past 5 decades. NDC is NATO's leading center for pragmatic and forward-looking education, with a well-deserved reputation for excellence in scholarship and cutting-edge research that extends well beyond the countries of the alliance. This institution boasts a proud history. It has made a lasting contribution not only to NATO's ability to keep up with changing threats and challenges, but also to help us to stay ahead of the curve, to help NATO adapt as early as possible to changing circumstances. This has been and will continue to be key to keeping the peace and protecting our freedoms, today and for decades to come. As we celebrate NDC's role in keeping our nearly 1 billion citizens safe, we should give credit where it's due. NDC was, of course, the brainchild of General Dwight D. Eisenhower. In a statement, as we just heard, to the North Atlantic Council, dated the 25th of April 1951, General Eisenhower wrote, "It is highly desirable to establish in the near future a NATO Defense College for the training of individuals who will be needed to serve in key capacities in NATO." A couple of things are noteworthy about this message. First, when he wrote this message, General Eisenhower was serving concurrently as NATO's first Supreme Allied Commander and at the same time as President of Columbia University in New York. That's also an expression of efficiency. And I think it also illustrates his vision of a NATO Defense College, clearly combined with his illustrious military experience, with his love of education. The second thing which I think we should take note of is that his statement proposing an NDC was dated the 25th of April 1951. The college was founded a mere 2 months later, on the 25th of June 1951. So that was quite fast. And actually, I think we have something to learn from, as I say, the efficiency in implementing NATO decisions from Eisenhower. So that's
just for inspiration. General Eisenhower and NATO moved very quickly. They knew this facility was urgently needed, that it had an indispensable role to play. A relevant Chinese proverb goes like this: if you are planning for 1 year, sow rice. If you are planning for 1 decade, plant trees. If you are planning for a lifetime, educate people. NDC was created to meet the long-term educational needs of the alliance, not only for 1 lifetime, but for many generations. Throughout its celebrated history, NDC has trained wave after wave, generation upon generation of officers and civilian leaders. Leaders who have served with honor and distinction at the highest levels in the alliance. Leaders who have helped to shape NATO's strategies and capabilities, contributing directly to our success over the past 65 years. Like NATO, NDC began in the early years of the Cold War. Like NATO, NDC has evolved over time. And just like NATO, NDC has remained true to our fundamental principles. The 12 founding members of NATO were determined to safeguard the freedom, common heritage, and civilization of their peoples, founded on the principles of democracy, individual liberty, and the rule of law. NATO allies, now 28 in number, continue to be united behind those enduring values. As NATO expanded, NDC has grown, and the curriculum has updated, and it has adapted. The course offerings increase to include new areas of interest, including the Middle East, the Far East, the former Soviet republics, and various NATO partners. In keeping with General Eisenhower's vision, the college is dedicated to providing first-class training for the alliance future leaders. This was true in November 1959, when 47 men, and I guess it was only men, from 10 nations joined NDC's very first senior course. And it is just as true this year. Senior course graduates in 2016, the 129th group to complete the prestigious study program, face a very different world than the class of 1951. The alliance today confronts a host of new, complex, and very different challenges, including the rise of terrorist groups like ISIL, threats to our energy security, hybrid warfare, and cyber attacks. We are also responding to the destabilizing behavior of Russia, especially in Ukraine, and addressing the arc of instability and turmoil in the Middle East and North Africa. To continue to strengthen our collective defense, to continue to enhance stability in our neighborhood, and to address a host of emerging threats and challenges, NATO needs a vibrant, inquisitive, world-class NDC. Now more than ever. NATO needs what NDC has always provided: graduates who know how to think creatively and pragmatically at the same time. Graduates who can imagine the challenges of tomorrow, but who are also able to apply what they have learned to help us tackle real-world problems today. This college has been essential to NATO's ability to deal with evolving challenges and to prepare for an uncertain future. I am proud of this institution, and I believe that General Eisenhower would have been too. On behalf of all allies and all partner nations, I thank the NDC for its dedication to excellence, for all NDC has done for NATO over the past 50 years here in Rome and for 65 years in total. I congratulate you. And I wish you continued success and many happy returns as the college helped to guide NATO over the next half century and beyond. Congratulations.